Bank of Cardiff. It's Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Hey, Jeremiah. Dan Feist. How you doing?
Hey, Dan. What's going on?
They sent me an email. They're wanting to get into my bank account again. I sent all the information to them.
Let me see here. What do you mean? Who sent you an email?
BizFi.
Uh-huh. They sent you an email saying what?
Underwriting for verify your email address and your banking information.
Okay. Yeah. So it has emailed the link. Please tell them to complete it. Right. Okay. So you need to fill out whatever information they need there.
I did that. Now the only problem is I might have put the wrong bank wire. See, the wiring, bank wiring for Bank of America is weird. They have two routing numbers. One that's on the check. And one that it's an ABA routing number, and I gave them the ABA routing number. That's what they wanted. Not the one that's on the. I don't know if it was an ACH transfer. That's the whole thing. See, ACH transfers are different. They use a different one.
Oh, okay. What routing number shows there?
I gave them the routing number that they exit. It says ABA routing. That's the one that the person walked into the bank and sent me a bank wire. That's the one they use. But if you want to send me an ACH transfer, it's different. It's the one that's on the check.
Okay. Well, let's just fill out what they want right there. If there's a discrepancy, then they'll...
Yeah, I just don't know which one they wanted. That's the whole thing. So I put the bank routing number that says it says ABA routing number. ACH transfer routing number.
No, they want the routing number for the bank account, your checking account. Just because that's the routing number they're going to use to deposit the money and then take out the money out of that checking account.
All right, that's the wrong one.
Okay.
I gave them the information for
the wire transfer. Okay.
It says the link has already been completed and no longer active, so now I can't even get in.
Okay. Let me work on that. Give it to me. Do you have it right now?
Yeah, it's 021
000 322.
I gave them 026 009 593 because when clients are out of the country, they or out of the state, they send me bank wires from their bank.
Uh-huh.
This is an ACH transfer from a bank to, like a thing. So it's probably the wrong one.
Okay.
And it screws me up at Bank of America all the time when I pay mortgages and stuff like that, I send them the bank wire and they say they sent it back to me. Because it's usually a check transfer.
Okay.
And I got a feeling that's what they need. So I can't get back in, to the account. So.
Yeah, well, I will clear that up. Meanwhile, can you get me your most recent mortgage statement?
Mortgage statement, yeah. I can
just showing that you paid it.
Yeah, when I'm in the office.
Okay. So, all right, I'll send you an email. There's a few things I need. Also, if you can call and get that payoff letter for that current loan you have out right now.
Oh, Credibility?
Is that the company that it's with?
Yeah.
I think it's Retail Capital or something like that, or
Retail Capital, whatever it is.
Yeah, give them a call.
Yeah, I should be able to. I don't know if I can get it today. I mean, these people love to take their sweet ass time.
Yeah, no, they should be able to get that to you today. So if that's why, if you can call now, I know it's the beginning of the day. Well, at least over here, not over there, but
yeah.
That should be the first thing you do, just so we can get that process going.
You guys didn't have the one from before, or
not a payoff? We need the payoff letter from them telling you how much it's going to be and that you're going to pay it off.
Okay. All right. Well, let me figure it out.
Okay. Cool. And then I'll get the routing number thing fixed.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, man. No problem, Dan. Bye.